आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ। In continuation with our colonial connections, today we are talking to Amita Roy, who's a research fellow at the Indian Council of Historical Research, and Amita has a PhD on the lifestyle of Maharanis. So let us talk to her today about the Maharaja of Pudukkottai, who married an Australian socialite. So welcome to the Hindi program, Amita.
Most welcome, and it's my pleasure.
Thank you. So you've done a lot of research on the Maharajas of India, erstwhile kings of India, and their Maharanis. So tell us something about the Maharaja of Pudukkottai. First of all, where is Pudukkottai?
Pudukkottai is a princely state, or was an erstwhile princely state, located in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, sandwiched between the districts of Madurai and Tanjore, and currently it is put under the district of Tiruchirappalli.
Okay. So when did this Maharaja of Pudukkottai, I believe his name was Raja Martand Bhairav Tondaiman. When did he rule?
Raja Martand Bhairav Tondaiman came to the throne or ascended the gadi of Pudukkottai as the ruler of, or the Raja of Pudukkottai in 1886 as a kid. And there was Regency Council put up by the British Indian government to look after the Maharaja, to take care of his education and to handle the entire administration until the Maharaja reached the age of 18.
And where was he educated, Amita?
He was privately educated under a British gentleman.
Okay. So was Martand Bhairav already married when he met this Australian socialite?
Martand Bhairav Tondaiman was very westernized in his outlook and in his belief. So he always preferred somebody very liberal from the West or from the East who can match at par with his beliefs and his views. So on a trip to Australia, where he was a guest of the Viceregal Australia, he met Molly Fink or Esther Mary Fink in a party at Hotel Menzies near Sydney. At that time, he was briefly engaged to an American lady, but not much is known about the American lady and how he got engaged to her.
So they fell in love, and obviously there must have been a lot of controversy and people must have been against it in his kingdom.
Yes, the controversy started right from Australia. Now in March 1915, when Martin Tondaiman met Molly Fink, he fell instantly in love with Molly Fink because he was already beautiful and famous in the high society of Sydney and Melbourne. And Molly Fink was also the daughter of a barrister, and her uncle was Theodore Fink, who was also a very well-known personality in Sydney society. So Martin Tondaiman, when he arrived in Australia as a guest of the Viceregal, and at the same time, he was enjoying the entire stay under the Viceregal lodge as a private guest. Over there, his sudden romance with Molly Fink and his decision to marry Molly Fink in August 1915 without letting the Viceregal or his host getting to know about the marriage, it created a controversy. When the Viceregal, his host in Australia, got to know after August 1915 that he had secretly married Molly Fink, it created a huge uproar in the British administrative circle because the news got circulated from Australia to India. Mm-hmm. So in India, when the British administration got to know about this secret marriage, and the British already had a policy that if the Indian Maharajas had accepted a white European lady or any European white skin lady, the children of those unions were not recognized for the throne or for any sort of regal benefit. Oh. So over here, the British administration in India were in two minds.
Right.
Then in Australia, when the host, the original host of Marston Tone Diamond, the vice regals, when their father refused to entertain because of the scandal that has been created in Australia, Marston Tone Diamond was in a way was forced to return back to Pudukottai. Uh-huh. By October 1915.
Mm-hmm.
In Pudukottai, he stayed for 5 months.
Okay.
Now, when he arrived in Pudukottai, the people of Pudukottai, his administration, his family, very open-heartedly accepted Molly Fink.
Right.
And even though Molly Fink underwent all the Hindu rituals, customs and everything, it was said that Molly Fink was poisoned.
Oh.
And she... Yes, and she had a very bad vomiting and a near-death experience.
Oh.
It was caught when the British medical practitioner under the Pudukottai administration, when the doctor examined that vomit, he found some poisonous particles.
Oh.
And at that time, it was believed that somebody from the inner circles of the Zanana of the Pudukottai royal family, that is the Tone Diamond family, or someone from the Darbar, has created this poisoning.
Okay.
And Martin Bhairav was such a devoted husband. He didn't wanted to take a risk. So he decided that he will leave Pudukottai.
Mm-hmm.
And the administration. And this administration was later run by a regency government again by his brother. Not his direct brother, but a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, in 1916, he was bound to take away Molly Fink from Pudukottai and he went back to Australia for a brief period. At that time, Molly was pregnant with their son,
uh-huh.
Sidney Martin Bhairav. And in July 1916, she gave birth to the son,
okay.
Sidney.
Okay. And they had only
Sidney,
one child?
Yes, they had only one child.
And it was a happy marriage otherwise?
Yes, it was a very happy and a devoted marriage, very content marriage, compared to the other contemporary Indian Maharajas.
And finally, about Sidney Tone Diamond or Marston Sidney Tone Diamond, their son.
Not much is known about the Marston Sidney Tone Diamond. His last days have been spent in much unknown out of media. But as far as the media highlighted, for instance, his birth from 1916 till 1967, when Molly Fink expired, he did lead a very content life. He had a house in the French Riviera in Cannes,
mm-hmm.
and he had two properties in England, in the heart of London itself, one near Park Lane and one near the South London. And Sidney Martin Tone Diamond also escaped a very near-death experience in 1930 in France, where he lost his cook and his chauffeur, both.
Oh.
So Sidney's life was, though he led a life of comfort and luxury and was protected by his mother, Molly Fink, who was a fashion icon herself. Sidney's last days were very much unknown to the media and to the public.
Thank you so much for sharing this information with us, and we hope to talk to you again on some other Maharaja.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
ऐसे ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं एप्पल पॉडकास्ट गूगल पॉडकास्ट स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहाँ आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।